The tattooed man stopped and whirled, and Luke found himself preparing to dodge a fork of force lightning. But the stranger was in no better shape to fight than Luke. He had a gaping wound in his chest, just like Luke, and Luke could see that his entire form was shuddering. Instead of attacking, the Sith just stood staring at them, one eye shining yellow and the other an empty socket, his right arm a useless ghost of a limb. Then, after an eternity that might have been a mere second, he said,
"You must not be so certain of yourself, Master Skywalker. You may think you have stopped the Sith, but you know nothing of us. Nothing at all."
"I know that Jason changed the future," Luke retorted. "And you know it too, or you wouldn't have been here to help me fight Abeloth."
The stranger dipped his chin in acknowledgement.
"There is that,"
he said.
"But can you be sure the change will last? Perhaps Kydus did not change the future. Perhaps he only delayed it."
Luke felt his energy and his determination come rushing back.
"I guess that remains to be seen, doesn't it?"
A slow grin crept across the stranger's mouth.
"Indeed it does."
He turned and began to limp away.
"And we shall see, Master Skywalker. I promise you that."
Luke returned to his feet and stood watching until the stranger finally stepped onto the shore and vanished. The man was barely gone before Jason spoke again, this time from the water in front of Luke.
"What does Abeloth have to do with this?" Jason asked. "She wasn't part of my vision."
Luke studied his nephew's bitter face, debating how much he should reveal about what Raynar had learned from Thurut. Whether it would be justice or cruelty to let Jason know that he bore personal responsibility for an apocalypse.
"As I thought," Jason sneered. "You're as much a liar as I am."
Luke shook his head.
"I'm not a liar, Jason. You are the one who released Abeloth."
"Me?"
Jason's tone was snide, but Luke could see the shock in his eyes. He truly did not understand what he had done.
"How?"
Luke shook his head.
"I'm not sure I should tell you," he said. "It would do no good."
"You expect me to believe you're protecting me? Truly? Because I assure you, I can handle the truth."
"All right,"
Luke said. Jason had already guessed what had happened, and it would only be cruel to leave him wondering if he had guessed right.
"But first, you must answer a question that's been bothering me."
"I might. It doesn't hurt to ask."
"Sometimes it does,"
Luke said. He squatted down, then looked straight into Jason's dead eyes.
"I want to know why you didn't come to me. About my vision?"
Jason asked.
"About any of it. For a while, I thought it was because I was the dark man you saw on the throne of balance, that you were trying to take my place."
Luke gestured toward the shore where the stranger had disappeared.
"But if the Sith is the one you saw, that makes no sense. You didn't have to confront this alone. We could have done it together."
"No, we couldn't,"
Jason said, shaking his head.
"Because the Dark Man had nothing to do with my decision."
Luke frowned.
"Then what did? It was who I saw standing with the Dark Man."
Jason's gaze shifted away, and his expression grew at once very determined and very sad.
"I saw Alana.